Stephen Maitland Lewis grew up in London.
At school, I would write for the school magazine, short stories and commentaries. And then later on, I would contribute to the newspapers when I, in my thoughts on record albums and concerts that I attended, jazz concerts. Sometimes they published them, sometimes they didn't. I mean, this was the years before things like the Huffington Post, there were no such thing as blogs, but I would attend a concert and then submit my thoughts on it, and if they published it, it was very nice, and if they didn't, they didn't. There was never any question of payment in those days. I used to do that with two or three newspapers and a musical paper in London called The Melody Maker.
Stephen Maitland Lewis kept his hand in at writing for a while, even as he pursued a career in law, then business.
I studied law. I became a lawyer in England. And my specialty was really international law and banking law. And I wrote some academic-type articles which were printed. And then I went into investment banking, and I was the London correspondent for a Swiss journal that came out every week and focused on the international bond market.
That weekly, though, eventually went out of business.
Then I got so immersed in my banking career and moving around the world and all of that, that writing somewhat fell between the cracks. And I was always sad about that, but it was a fact of life. So I was very happy when, at an older age, circumstances changed and I was able to devote myself full-time to writing.
That was back in the 1990s, after Maitland Lewis had moved to the U.S., where, after a time in New York, he wound up in California. Emeralds Never Fade is his second novel. It is, at its heart, the story of two boys, Leo and Bruno.
They were born in a city in Germany, Augsburg, in the 1920s. And they came from totally different backgrounds. Leo came from an intellectual academic background. His mother was a librarian. His father was a deputy principal of a school. And it was a Jewish family, although they were non-practicing Jews. They had no religious involvement, and they lived happily and harmoniously with the community up until the time of Hitler, when they became outcasts and had to suffer a lot of humiliations. The other boy, Bruno, came from a non-Jewish working class family. He was a talented musician, and he was the only member of his family who actually showed some interest in anything aesthetic or of an intellectual bent.
Stephen Maitland Lewis follows the intertwined tales of Leo and Bruno across Europe, the Middle East, and South America.
When I started the book, I think I wanted to make Leo the good guy, Bruno the bad guy, and that's the way I wanted it. But as the book and the story developed, I realized that in some respects, Bruno was also a victim. Leo certainly was a victim. His family had been wiped out. He'd been transported across one country to another. He was involved in a very unhappy marriage. So the sympathy was very much with Leo. But, Bruno, he had a club foot. He had a terrible family background. And he was also on the run. So against my instincts, I began to have some sympathy for Bruno.
Stephen Maitland Lewis keeps the story of Leo and Bruno fast-paced, fun, informative, and engaging in Emeralds Never Fade. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.